Community Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
If I were brave, I'd walk the razor's edge where fools and dreamers dare to tread.
Welcome to Vibrant Living, Life Coaching with Carla. Join certified life coach Carla McClellan as she shares strategies and solutions designed to help you create a more vibrant life. Now, here's your host, Coach Carla.
Welcome, my friends. Yes, dare to be brave. Life's worth it, and it's a precious gift. Let's not waste one moment of it. Vibrant living is a life filled with enthusiasm, compassion, and courage. It's colorful and full of energy. It's rich in experiences that are meaningful and inspiring. So let's share them together. That's what I hope this show does for all of you listening. And my guest today is one who is rich with information. So before you go a minute further, make sure you've got a piece of paper and a pencil handy, because my guest is Susan Smith Jones, and you're going to learn more than you ever thought was possible in an hour show. Susan has been working in the field of holistic health for many, many, many years. She's an expert on anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. She's taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Susan has a phenomenal website that I'm going to give you the address to right now. It's SusanSmithJones.com. And Susan is in this month's Unity Magazine. Our topic today is one that we're all fascinated by, and that is how to be healthy, happy, and radiant no matter what your age is. Susan, welcome to Vibrant Living.
Hi, Carla. Wonderful to be with you. And honestly, you won't find anybody ever who doesn't want to be healthy, happy, and radiant, no matter your age.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have to share something with you, Susan, before we get started on today's topic. You know, for you listeners, or maybe you don't know, but Susan's on my show about every 6 weeks because she is so well informed on nutrition and health that I can't learn enough from her. So you guys get to benefit from my learning also. It's so wonderful to connect with you again. I'm telling you, I have so much fun with you on these shows. So we're talking about something all of us long for, and that's to be healthy, happy, and radiant, no matter what age we're at. You know, so our body goes through certain changes, but that doesn't mean it needs to affect our overall sense of well-being, our sense of wholeness and happiness. So tell me, what, you've written a book on this, haven't you?
Yeah, by the same name, Healthy, Happy, and Radiant at Any Age. And so I approach it from, like I always would, of course, a holistic viewpoint, because the body reflects the mind and the mind reflects the spirit. So we all need to take care of our body, and also the thoughts we think and our attitude, and we have to practice, you know, keeping the stress level down and forgiveness. And I put it all into a wonderful, full-color, beautifully designed book that's less than $10.
Wow.
But it also has some beautiful recipes with photographs of the recipes and a whole chapter on my favorite superfoods. So I pretty much cover it all, and it's available on my website.
Terrific. And that website, for those of you listening, is SusanSmithJones, all one word, .com. And the website is just filled with information, my friends. So what prompted you, other than everyone's looking for this, to write a book about this?
Yeah, well, I wanted something short. It has fewer pages than 100, that was beautiful to the eye. So that's why it's full color. And it's actually part of a trio, Carla. It's along with The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle and Living on the Lighter Side, which is the weight loss book. This trio, you can get them individually or very inexpensively as a trio package. And people these days don't have time to read a 200-300-400-page book. So I wanted it to be easy to read and, you know, just make it with, so it had the basic information. You know, and I say at the beginning that the body, mind, and spirit work as one. So when you exercise, you're more positive. When you get ample sleep, you feel more optimistic. And when you're depressed, your food choices reflect your poorly lit thoughts. Mm. It's always connected in some way. And that our goal in life is really to take care of our miraculous body and see it for what it is, a sacred temple. Because too often, and we've talked about this before on other shows, we identify excessively with the way our bodies look. So we want no more negative self-talk. We want to cultivate a loving friendship with our body and then take the actions that show that your body's your best friend.
Amen. Amen. So you said something that really piqued my interest there. You said that when we're depressed, we choose foods that reflect that.
Our poorly lit thoughts, and that is the truth. It's a vicious cycle. When you get down, you usually choose foods with a low vibrational rate. All foods have a vibrational rate. And then that just continues the cycle. And especially when you feel depressed is when you've got to choose to eat better foods, ones that are rich in antioxidants, highest in water content, and nutrient dense, like fresh fruits and vegetables. That will help break you out of that depressive cycle. And similarly, if you continue to eat foods that are not good for you, empty calorie foods that have lots of calories and virtually little or no nutritional value, that will cause your body and mind to be depressed.
Yes, that heaviness after a meal is a good indication. If you feel, you know, heavy after a meal, it's a good sign that something didn't go right during the process of eating that meal.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Either you ate too much, because isn't it true, and I know I have trouble with this, I tend to eat quickly because I'm always, you know, on the go, and so I have to consciously become aware of slowing my eating down, because I'll eat too much if I eat too fast, and I won't chew my food properly.
You know, that is so right. And in my current article in the March-April issue of Unity Magazine, it's all about saying goodbye to excess fat and revving up metabolism. And in that, I say if you eat too quickly, if you pretty much inhale your food before 20 minutes is up, you haven't given enough time for that signal to go from the brain in that satiety center down to your stomach, and you will consequently be overfull before you even leave the table. It's important to chew your food well, take your time, savor every bite. And, you know, the food will still be there later, but most people that carry extra weight eat way too quickly.
The other thing that that I wanted to make sure that we discussed on this show was all the, there's so many contradictory, there's so much contradictory information inundating us all of the time. You know, it's the paleo diet, or it's this diet, or that diet. I just read Stanford study that went for like 30 years, where the head of that project was very disappointed because he was a vegan and found out that the Atkins diet actually was a very effective diet for weight loss and for keeping it off and for the blood lipids being good.
Lots of contradictory information. You know, you can read a book like The China Study, and it will show you why what animal products and even a little bit of them do to your body. But you do lose weight often on the Atkins diet because it usually puts your body into a state of ketosis. ketosis.
Yes. Yes, but if you stay on it long enough, you come off of the ketosis and ketosis. And I think that's what he was saying is that for, and who knows, this is just a study that, but this is what I'm not alone in this. Well, good heavens, what's the best diet? So Susan, help us out here. Clear up the confusion.
Well, like my grandmother used to tell me, you want to eat your foods as close to the way nature made them as possible. And she would say, look to nature, Susan, because in nature you don't find those ice cream trees and donut vines and potato chip bushes. So you want to eat natural foods. And you want to eat foods that are rich in antioxidants and high in fiber. There is no fiber in any animal product. Any animal food you eat has no fiber. And so the foods richest in antioxidants are your fresh fruits and vegetables. And when you make those a good portion of your diet, you can protect yourself against cancer, heart disease, accelerated aging, and you'll be vibrant and healthy long into your golden years. And there's a big chapter in my new book, Healthy, Happy, and Radiant at Any Age, and it's all about superfoods. And there's some foods, I won't say that every single food I eat every day, but throughout the week, I'm just going to rattle off the top of my head foods that are always part of my diet. And they're foods that we all know. There's nothing weird about them, but they're so good for you. From watermelon, almonds, bananas, blueberries, cabbage, beets, avocados. Avocado is a great aphrodisiac, by the way. Carrots, celery, cherries, kale, legumes, garlic, cabbage, flax seeds, lemons. I have about 3 lemons a day. Onions, raspberry, spinach, sea vegetables. I always have fresh sprouts every day. These are always whole, healthy foods that I eat on a regular basis. And I have not had a cold or a flu in over 30 years, and I've never taken medication in my life.
That's amazing.
My grandmother taught me that your foods and herbs and spices, along with other lifestyle choices, is a way to keep your body healthy.
That's pretty amazing that you can claim that in 30 years you've never had a cold and you've never taken any medication. Because I know from your history that when you were a teenager you had allergies.
Oh, terrible allergies, yes, until my grandmother took me under her wings and taught me how to live a better lifestyle. Now, it's not that I always feel terrific, because I'll say, honestly, it's just you and me right here.
Yeah.
Often when I fly, I get home and I feel a sore throat.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk to you in a moment about apple cider vinegar. It's because of the air on the plane. Now, and I'm working with people all the time that are sick with life-threatening illnesses or ailments or conditions or colds or flu, and I just don't get anything because I know how to keep my immune system functioning at the highest level possible.
What about chronic fatigue syndrome?
Well, gosh, that would be a topic for a whole other show.
Okay.
Yeah, but your body is able to let that go if you give it all the right tools. It first starts with a good detox cleanse, like a good flush, and then getting rid of all foods made with white sugar and white flour. And I'll rattle off, like, for example, 8 foods you never want to eat if you want to lose weight and be healthy.
Things all right, like, write this down, folks.
Like cheese fries, soda, fried desserts like donuts, movie popcorn with butter, any white flour foods, bacon cheeseburgers, sugary coffees, they're so high in calories. Even ramen noodles are so high in sodium.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of soda, I always say kick that soda habit and get healthy with green tea, because as more Americans get savvy about healthier options to the high-calorie, sugary beverages, many have turned to such herb teas like, and there are many of them, but I'm a big believer in green tea, and here are just a few of the amazing benefits of green tea. And you can have it hot or chilled. It helps to raise energy levels. It accelerates metabolism to help you burn fat. It supports heart and cholesterol wellness. It also boosts your focus and your brain power. And I have 3 big cups of green tea in the morning, and then I add my turmeric powder to that, and I add fresh lemon juice. I do a lemon shot every morning, and so this is one way that I start my day off every day, unless I'm all on the road, as healthy as possible to give me a good start to the day.
So a lemon shot. Tell me about your lemon shot.
I get my favorite lemons when I can get them in season are Meyer lemons.
Oh, I just got some. They're so wonderful.
So delicious. And I do go through about 3 lemons a day. And before I tell you about a lemon shot, let me tell you why you want to add lemons to your diet.
Okay.
And Carla, I could do an hour show on lemons.
Wow.
But the more lemons you eat, you know, I'll just rattle off some benefits. They help boost immune function. They help heal a digestive system. They make you more mentally alert. They clean out the bowel. They make your skin look younger. They help alkalize your body. They help kill bacteria in your mouth that cause bad breath. They help with high blood pressure. They help with stiff and painful joints. They detoxify the liver. They dissolve mucus in your digestive system. I could go on and on and on. So a lemon shot, you take at least, if it's small, you can take 2, but 1 big lemon. And take, you know, cut it in half, take the seeds out, and squeeze it into a glass. And that's just pure lemon. And to make it really powerful in your body, now you can juice ginger, but who's going to take time to juice ginger root? So I get a liquid extract of ginger and also 1 of cayenne. And I put a dropper full of the ginger in and a dropper full of the cayenne. My grandmother taught me this as a teenager, so I've done it this long. And I drink it down in the morning first thing before I even consume anything else. So it goes into your system immediately. Now, because lemon is hard on the enamel of your teeth, and, of course, you pucker up when you take it, as you can imagine. So if you do it with your partner, your lover, that's probably a good thing. But I always rinse my mouth out with water after I do the lemon shot, so I don't have the lemon residue on my teeth.
And what did you say about turmeric? I heard you say something about turmeric.
Turmeric is probably next to astaxanthin. Turmeric is nature's most powerful anti-inflammatory. So you can get it in capsule form. I buy it in big bags at my co-op at Santa Monica, 1-pound bags, organic, in a powder form. I also have it as a liquid tincture. And so every morning I take about a tablespoon of it in a big 24-ounce glass where I have hot green tea, and I stir it around and I drink it down. And you know, there are over 1,000 scientific studies on turmeric, how it helps every aspect of your health, not only inflammation, but it's for heart health and skin, and it boosts your immune system. So I take that every single day. And I'm traveling, I'll take capsules of it because it's easier to take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it doesn't matter whether it's liquid or capsule form. You just want to make sure.
Not really, but my powder, at least when I stir it in and drink it, I do that after the lemon shot. And so then it goes into my system quickly, whereas a capsule takes a little bit longer to break down. And I'm frugal. I don't like to waste money. I like to save where I can. So it's less expensive to get the powder than a capsule form, because you really pay for it to be put into capsules.
Right, right.
But if you can't find a powder form, then by all means, you know, you can get capsules.
And then there was something else you mentioned that I want to ask you about.
Oh, that aphrodisiac. I know, Carla.
Shh.
That was avocado, by the way.
I've got it. But them all lined up on my kitchen counter.
okay.
Before we go to break, and I don't know if I'm giving you enough time because we're going to go to break in about 5 minutes, but apple cider vinegar.
Oh, let me talk about that for a moment.
Okay.
That has been a healing agent since biblical times, and it was Hippocrates, the Greek father of medicine, who relied on apple cider vinegar as a standard remedy. And all of the latest research studies show that it helps relieve high blood pressure, obesity, diabetes, acid reflux, achy joints, allergies, yeast infections, chronic fatigue syndrome, by the way, sore throats. But remember that there's a big difference between raw, organic, unfiltered, and undistilled apple cider vinegar sold primarily in health food stores and distilled clear vinegar that usually turns up on grocery shelves. That latter, the clear stuff, lacks the mother of the vinegar, that cloudy sediment, you know, that proponents say contains most of those health-promoting enzymes, the acetic acid, the bacteria, the minerals, the other nutrients of the apple. But it does lack eye appeal to the general public. So you want to get the raw, unfiltered, undistilled. And if you're interested, because I've done this as a teenager, again, my grandmother taught me this, so if you're interested in trying apple cider vinegar as a tonic and cleansing drink, get the raw one with the mother, and then here's what you could do. This is what I recommend in my private practice. Take 1 to 2 tablespoons in 8 ounces of water and sip it slowly. Don't chug it down.
Oh.
And some people will add honey or sweeteners for taste. I don't. I just don't want the extra calories. And undiluted, remember this, like lemons, undiluted apple cider vinegar is very highly acidic, and that also could damage tooth enamel as well as your throat and mouth tissue if residues remain in the mouth.
Mm.
But this can easily be overcome, like with a lemon shot, by rinsing your mouth out with water after drinking or consuming apple cider vinegar.
So do you do all, like the lemon shot and the apple cider vinegar all when you first get up in the morning?
I often do that, yes. If I know my whole day's at home, in my office, writing, and it's easy to get to the kitchen many times during the day, sometimes I'll save things for later. Now, you know, another food I eat all the time, too, and this is why I don't really need a squatty potty, but you can fight Father Time with this humble dried fruit. It's got a new name, a new image, the dried plum, which we know of as the prune, and the latest studies show how it helps to prevent and it helps Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, arthritis, osteoporosis, cancer, and, of course, constipation. Studies at Tufts University shows how this wrinkled wonder of a fruit contains so many antioxidants, and in an Oklahoma study, it showed how it helps restore bone density after losses that have occurred in our bones, and has the same cancer-fighting components as apple, grapefruit, and oranges. So there's so many ways you can eat prunes, you know, out of hand. I often rehydrate them. And this will be weird, okay, so I hope you're sitting down. So I'll often rehydrate the prunes, and I puree them in a blender, and I put them in my smoothie, and they're great to put in baked goods to make it more moist.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, but I'll take a little recipe of 1/2 rehydrated prune puree, and I mash that into 1/2 ripe avocado. So you've got the prune puree, say that quickly 3 times, and avocado. And you put this dynamic duo on your clean face and neck and décolleté, leave it on for about 20 minutes. I put it on the back of my hands, rinse it off with warm water, pat dry. You'll notice that your skin is soft, moisturized, and rejuvenated.
Mmm. Now that is a recipe I'm not going to forget. So, Susan, let us go to a break now, and when we come back, we'll talk more about the super nutrients, what we can eat. Now, Susan, before we go on to any other aspects in the book, get real specific with the foods you highly recommend.
Yeah, all right. So I always say, Carla, instead of visiting the pharmacy this season, try visiting farmers markets or growing your own spices like basil's. Not only tasty in salads and pasta and pizzas, but it has potent antibacterial properties. And, you know, I've recommended this many times to clients. especially if they're traveling overseas. But basil can protect you from E. coli and listeria and staph germs. Now, sage really does make you wise. You know, the word sage means wise, but that wonderful culinary herb offers protection from Alzheimer's. And rosemary does too, by the way. If you want to jumpstart your metabolism and burn more calories, eat spicy hot foods or take capsules of cayenne. Garlic is the old natural remedy. It's an antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal. And I often, my mom taught me this as a kid, not my grandmother, but my mom, to have an apple a day. But now we know an apple a day will help keep the cardiologist away. Red bell peppers, I often eat them like apples if they're organically grown because they give you glowing skin. Dark cherries can help banish jet lag for traveling. Tomatoes are the best food on planet Earth to help prevent prostate cancer. But remember, most of the nutritional value, as in most fruits, is in the skin. So ounce per ounce, you get more nutritional value in those cherry small tomatoes than in a big tomato. If you want, there's no better food than blueberries to build a better brain. And then they also help with urinary tract infections. You know, I could go on and on about food, but and then, of course, the lemons. Don't forget the lemons.
Wow.
And you know what, Carla? Most people are digging their graves with their knives and forks every time they sit down to a meal or a snack, and many people still are making the wrong choices by consuming foods that were never intended for our miraculous bodies.
I believe that. I really do. When you look around this country, our state, Missouri, is one of the ones that that has a lot of obesity, and especially in our children. And it's not just, you know, it's eating these processed foods. It's everybody's in a hurry to go somewhere, and we're shoving things into our mouths and into our bodies that's poisoning our brains and diluting the energy we have available to create the things that we were meant to create, the genius that is really truly lying within us.
So, absolutely. And, you know, it was Thomas A. Edison who said this. I'm going to put you on the spot. What did he invent?
Thomas Edison invented the telephone. No, Bell did. He did the light bulb.
Yes, thank you. You wanted to see if I was listening. I like that. But he said, the doctor of the future will give no medicine, but will interest his patients in the care of the human frame, in diet, and in the cause and prevention of disease. He was a wise man.
He certainly was, and it's one of the reasons that I love so much where I'm working now at Awaken Whole Life Center. I can't wait for you to come and see it.
I know.
But, you know, to have an integrative program like we have has just been a dream of mine for so long, to have a doctor, a chiropractor, or an acupuncturist, a nutritionist, spiritual services, to have coaching, to have mindfulness training. It's just my dream come true. So for those of you listening, come on out to Unity Village. Spring is coming and it's on its way. Our rose gardens will be beautiful. And Susan and I have talked about this before, but I want to make sure that somehow you, me, and Michael do something at Unity Village.
Yeah, Michael Schwartz. And do you know that starting the 1st of April, he will have a show on Unity.
I do know that.
Yes, I just found that out.
Yes, our head of the programming said, hey, I was listening to this interview of you and Susan Smith-Jones and Michael Schwartz, and he said, Michael Schwartz is terrific, as you two are too. So
yes,
here we go.
He's wonderful. And if people don't know who he is, check out michaelshealth.com. He is the first person in this country that came out with gender specific supplements, like for women and men and children and, you know, different ages. And he's the go-to He's the person I go to if I have questions about health or nutrition. He's brilliant.
He is, and also his products, you can trust in them.
That's
right. The quality of them. And Michael doesn't give us a cut.
Yeah, no, I wish. Don't you wish. That'd be great. But I've taken his products for years, and that's one of the reasons I'm as healthy as I am.
Well, you're the one that recommended his products to me and then recommended him to the show, and
yeah.
I was just blown away by the quality of the products, by the research he's done, and he's also a metaphysician. So
that's right.
You know, he's a guy everybody needs to find out about. Anyway, back to your book. So we've covered the food. What else do we need to cover before?
Well, you know, and this is just a nutshell view, but of course we need to exercise. You need to, because you can't be healthy without having a well-rounded fitness program that includes some type of aerobic activity, strength training,
mm-hmm.
and always stretching, because I think you're only as young as you are flexible.
Mm.
And we don't stop moving because we age. We age because we stop moving. And there's nothing that will do more good for you in terms of being vibrantly healthy, energetic, and youthful than a regular fitness program. So make that non-negotiable in your lifestyle.
That has taken me, it's always been something that I love after it's over. But
and you never have said, I don't know this, but I can pretty much 100% guarantee that you've never finished a workout and said, "Oh, I wish I didn't work out today."
Never.
Now, beforehand, you might be in bed sleeping in the morning and you've got to get up and it's cold outside, but you made a commitment to work out, and then you have excuses not to work out. But you've just got to, you know, like I always have said to people for decades, you've got to have some discipline, and discipline is the ability to carry out a resolution long after the mood has left you.
Yes.
You're not always going to be 100% motivated, but you need to keep your word with yourself. And there's nothing more important than really, you know, taking charge of your body and your health. You know,
that's it. It's an important point that you just made. When you make a promise to yourself, there's an energy gap that is created. And until
mm-hmm.
that promise is kept,
mm-hmm.
that energy is lost for you to be able to use.
Yes.
You know?
And some people say, well, I've made so many promises, and I failed, and I didn't get through it. But so I say to people, you know, do you have what it takes to get to the top of the mountain? And if you think you don't, dispel that thought immediately, because you have the power and ability to achieve your goals, because you are the president and CEO of your body and life. If
mm-hmm.
someone asks you what you do in life, you say, "I'm a president and CEO."
Of me.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And you've got to take loving care of your miraculous body. It starts there. When you don't keep your agreements with yourself, then it causes depression in your body. And the Winston Churchill, who shares my birthday, by the way, he once said, "Success is going from failure to failure without a loss of enthusiasm." So never say never.
Yeah.
Never give up. Keep walking in the direction of your dreams, because you may be a day away, just a choice away from bringing your goal to fruition. I know you agree with me that we're all born to be somebody.
Yes.
So you must know in your heart, and always know that in your heart, and always follow the whisperings of your heart and the whisperings of God. We have that 24/7 guidance within us all the time.
All of the time. Find something that you like to do and do it physically. That has been for me the most important thing. If I don't like to do a form of exercise. Now, I love to walk. I love to be outside. I love to walk quickly. In fact, anyone who tries to keep up with me has a hard time because these little short legs can move really fast. But I'm not crazy about running.
That's all right. Yeah. Power walking is very good.
You know, that's the thing. It's I'm outside. I'm moving my body. My blood is pumping. My heart's going. My brain all of a sudden starts to clear. But inertia that catches a hold of us, particularly as we get older, and we end up bent over. You know, gravity's almost too hard for us to resist, because we spent so much time bent over computers, on telephones, you know, sitting on a couch, sitting at a desk. Even now, I'm noticing more and more people are standing up to use their computers. And I think, good.
Good idea. Speaking about gravity and getting shorter, you saw all the news about that astronaut up in the space station who they just brought him back. Mm-hmm. He was there for almost a year. And he has the twin brother. You know who I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Yes, and so they looked exactly alike, same height, same everything, before he left for space. And with no gravity up in space, he came home 2 inches taller.
Oh.
it's quite remarkable. And I like what you just said, because I love to say to people that if there's one positive thing you can do today, do it. For example, maybe you can start doing something wonderful for your body, like a walk, like you just said, or eating some better food or getting a little extra sleep. And you will find that each day you do things like this, the days will build upon each other.
Yes.
They will accumulate. And before you know it, you will feel invigorated, balanced, empowered, and peaceful. And it's all a choice that we can make today to enrich the quality of our life, and it's within our power right now to do it.
You know, one of the things that that really makes me come alive is to be able to hold space for somebody who's moving through something incredibly difficult, because I absolutely know that within each and every one of us is this spirit that has been birthed to do something unique and wonderful. It doesn't have to be huge, but there's a longing within each one of us to grow, to change, to evolve into something, to live more. We're not here, we're never here to be comfortable. You know, so much is, I create a safe place for people to, like, begin to look at what's making them uncomfortable in their life so they can cough up the furball and then get on with what really makes them come alive to life. Yes. Because we've all got those furballs. And once they get coughed up and somebody says, hey, I don't have your answer, but you know what I have? I have your back.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful.
No matter what goes through. And that's what you do, Susan. You've got people's back. You want to know how to be healthy, happy, and vibrant no matter what age. You want to be radiantly healthy. You know, I've got a few suggestions for you. And you have dedicated your life to your passion. And I'm just so grateful that we have the relationship we do, and I get to bring you on this show, and my listeners get to hear all the wonderful information you have to share with them.
Well, thank you. And our old friend Thomas Edison also said, if we did all the things we were capable of, we would literally astonish ourselves.
Yes.
So, and it's like, who was it? Henry David Thoreau said, if you advance confidently in the direction of your own dreams and you endeavor to live the life you have imagined, you will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. And it always works that way.
Well, you know, I've just had a miraculous experience being with my brother, Kent, as he made his transition.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the greatest gifts that I got from it were the things that he shared with me. And for me to be able to be in the hospital seeing him and him to say to me, Mom's here. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Thank you. you know, and then you know, so we're on a miraculous journey, and it doesn't end with death, it continues on. But let's enjoy it, folks.
That's
let's
so right.
really come alive to life, because it is a precious gift. So what else do you have to share with our listeners?
Well, other things that are important is to learn to live in the present.
Mm.
You know, we've got to stop regretting the past or worrying about the future. And living in the moment is different than living for the moment, because you don't really want to compare the present with the past. And to be fully present each moment and free yourself from the past, that's how you really live fully.
Yes. Yeah. I love my theme song, you know, that Janet Stansfield,
exactly.
You know, dare to be brave, to walk the razor's edge.
Yeah.
Because when you're out there, life is pretty interesting. Otherwise, you're on autopilot and wonder how you ever got from the couch to the car to the grocery store to work to whatever you're doing. And that's what I'm finding more and more from people is, Carla, how do I live a balanced life? How do I find that inner peace? You know, and it's no really big secret.
No, I mean, the path to peace is always, here's what I think it is. It's just to live thankfully,
mm-hmm.
to live with gratitude, and to be kind to others. Live by the golden rule.
Yeah.
Not long ago, I went to a high school reunion. Oh, my goodness. but I got some really nice compliments of people saying that way back in high school, I was the nicest person they had ever known.
Oh.
And it's a really big thing to me to live by the golden rule. And in fact, I had an article about that not long ago in Unity Magazine on you just treat others basically the way you want to be treated, and show some kindness to other people. In my everyday, show some kindness.
Yes.
And in my current March-April Healthy Living Journal that's free right on my homepage, I've got lots of information about the healing power of kindness. And one of my favorite authors, Jane Austen, said, there is no charm equal to tenderness of heart.
You know, and the Dalai Lama said, you know, it's really pretty easy. Be kind.
That's right.
Be kind. We're all trying the best we possibly can. So, Susan, thank you so much for being on the show again.
I look forward
to our next show. And to those of you listening, go to Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Check out her newest book. As she said, it's not that thick on healthy, happy, and radiant at any age. All the information we've talked about is on her website and is incredibly reasonably priced. Anyway, this is Life Coach Carla saying, be brave. Laugh loudly, your body will respond. Love lavishly, the universe will respond. Until next week, be blessed, my friends.
If I were brave, I'd walk the razor's edge where fools and dreamers dare.
Thank you for tuning in to Vibrant Living, Life Coaching with Carla.